Leave Gorgia Thofalcha Roiv Gdi Erclar Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So, stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends, and I'm John Bollard. I want to welcome you to this week's Sounds Irish. Hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you. First of all, we just get the housekeeping notices in order. This is a pre-recorded programme, so you cannot contact me while I'm on air. But of course, as I say every week, you can contact me at any time by email. People are doing that, and I'm delighted to let you know. The email address is joebollard2@aircom.net, joebollard, and a figure 2 at eircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. You can also become one of my friends on Facebook, and we can share ideas, suggestions, and requests. And of course, again, there's always Twitter. Joe Bloggs in Bray, JoeBloggsInBray, and become one of my followers. Now that's got the sort of housekeeping notices cleared up. Also, to remind people who will be listening to the programme for the first time, a number of things to take into account. This programme is called Sounds Irish, but it does not necessarily mean that the track might be an Irish song. No, well, it probably will be, but not necessarily, because it could be an Irish singer. I think we have a couple of examples of that in this week's programme. An Irish singer singing a song that's not necessarily an Irish song. Could be a song written by an Irish person, or anything of that. Once it has some connection with Ireland, it's eligible for playing in Sounds Irish. And the type of music we play, well, I try to cover as much as I possibly can. In other words, we could have traditional Irish, country and Irish, folk, ballads, old-time Irish American songs, anything of that ilk, once it's Irish. And most of the tracks, I'll be honest with you now, most of the tracks I love. And I have great fun sorting them out. Okay, speaking of sorting out, let's sort out the Wolf Tones. You know, friends, if I had my way, this would be the Irish national anthem. Because in our past, well, we've had a lot of trouble, right? In the history of Ireland down through the centuries, even up until recently. But now, with the peace project, well, things are looking brighter. And here the Wolf Tones are telling us anyway, we're all on the one road, and I would agree with them.
Up again, sure aren't we all Irish anyhow? Now is the time, set together now.
We're on the one road, share the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, the baby the wrong road. But we're together now, who cares? North and south and comrades all, Dublin, Belfast, Cork and Donegal. We're on the one road. Soldier song.
Tinker, tailor, Epsom, watch his son.
butcher, baker, shoulder in his gun. A rich man, a poor man, every man alive. All together just like old Lang Syne.
We're on the one road, sharing the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, a bit of a rumble. But we're together now, who cares? North and south and Conway's all. Dublin and Belfast, Cork and Donegal. We're on the one road, singing along, singing the soul.
Before the dawn, from the sections Ireland is reborn. Soon we'll all unite with Irish men, make our land a nation once again.
We're on the one road, share the one load. We're on the road to God knows where. We're on the one road, and we're the wrong road. But we're together now, who cares? North and south, men, comrades all. Belfast, Cork and Donegal. We're on the one road, singing along, singing a soldier's song.
Though we've had our troubles now and then, now is the time to make them up again. Sure aren't we all Irish anyhow? Now is the time, step together now.
We're on the one road, share the one load. We're on the road to God knows where.
Well, that's got us off to a nice lively start from the Wolf Tones. You will have noticed that I'm playing more and more Wolf Tones material than I did, well, in the earlier days of Sounds Irish, because as I said it to you before on so many occasions, I felt that some of their earlier stuff was, well, it was a bit political. But there, that was a nice one, getting us off to a lively start, as I say, the Wolf Tones. Now we go to, well, all over Ireland, really, because this River Shannon that Kevin Prendergast is singing about starts up in County Cavan and hurls its way down through the Midlands of Ireland and goes into the sea at Limerick. Very long river. And Kevin is telling us all about the River Shannon. Kevin Prendergast hails from, well, he hails from County Mayo. Kevin?
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, I always claim it my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, my heart goes back there daily, to the girl I left behind me. Kissed and said goodbye. Where the dear old Shannon's clone and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I'll meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her. For there's not a cutting sweeter where the River Shannon flows. For no better I'll be mailing, for soon I will be sailing, and I'll bless the ship that takes me to my dear old Mary's shore. Then I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old song. her, and I'll whisper to my sweetheart, come and take my name as Thor. Where the dear old Shannon's flown, and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Isle's Rose. And the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her. There's not a cutting sweeter where the river Shannon flows.
I mentioned at the beginning of the programme, when I was telling you about the material that we play on Sounds Irish, I mentioned ballads. Now, the ballad boom started around the 60s, late 50s, early 60s here in Ireland. Well, it didn't actually start here in Ireland, as I've told you before. It started in the US with the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. And folk music was being, well, it was exploding all over the world, and we had the likes of Bob Dylan, etc. Here in Ireland, then we had this, well, I think what must be the most popular of Irish ballad groups ever. I speak of the Dubliners. Now, they didn't start off as the Dubliners. There was Ronnie Drew and three of his friends, and it was the Ronnie Drew Trio. And then they were joined later on by a wonderful artist who had made him a name for himself in the Scottish folk scene and came home to Ireland and joined up with Ronnie Drew, and they formed the Dubliners. Now, this is a classic Dubliners track. It tells the story of Tim Finnegan. Now, Tim, well, he was a builder by trade, bricklayer, because he carried a hod. You know, one of those things that they carry over their shoulder when they put the bricks in. That was a hod. Well, and he also liked, well, a drop of the crater, right? He liked a little drop of whiskey before he went to work every morning. And as a result, one day, maybe had a little too much of the hard stuff, he fell and fractured his skull and he died. Well, that's the story anyway. So they brought him home to wake. Now, that's a custom that they have where prior to burying the corpse, they have a party in the house, a hooly, and it usually ends up in total bedlam. But here anyway, and this was no different. This is Tim Finnegan's wake, and this are the Dubliners telling us all the story.
Thank you.
Tim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentleman Irish mighty odd. He had a brow both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. But Tim and a bit of a tibble his way, with a love of the liquor he was born, and to send him on his way each day, he'd drop of the crate to the river he mourned. Why, pull it down when you dance to your partner, down the floor with your trotter shake. Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Now one morning Tim was rather full, his head felt heavy which made him shake. He fell off the ladder and he broke his skull, then they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Oh, they wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet, they laid him out upon the bed, with a bundle of whiskey at his feet and a bottle of porter at his head. Whack, pull it down when you dance to your partner, around the floor with your thunder shake. Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Well, his friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. Well, first she brought them tea and cake, then pipe, tobacco and brandy punch. Then the widow Malone began to cry, "Ah, such a lovely corpse did you never see? Must it him aboard and why did you die? Will you howl your cops as Molly McGee? Whack, pull it down, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter's shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake." Oh, well, Mary Murphy took up the job. Ah, Biddy, she, you're wrong, I'm sure. Well, Biddy fetched her a belt and a gob and left her sprawling on the floor. A civil war did then engage. 'Twas woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and a ruction it soon began. Watch for the now, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter's shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Oh, Tim Maloney ducked his head when a bottle of whiskey flew at him. He ducked and landing on the bed, the whiskey scatters over Tim. Oh, me daddy revives and see how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising in the bed, saying, twiddle your whiskey around like blazes. Been a tonnet and jaded, do you think I'm dead? Whack, pull it down, you dance to your heart, around the floor, you dance to the ship. Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's way. How would you now want game ball?
The Dubliners there featuring Ronnie Drew doing lead vocals and having a ball telling us all about Tim Finnegan's Wake. I played this track a couple of weeks ago and I got a couple of emails about it because I mentioned the fact that many of the counties in Ireland, I think every one of them, have songs written about them. As we say so often on Sounds Irish, that Donegal is the most written about and sung about song in Ireland, closely followed by Galway or Mayo. But Fermanagh in Northern Ireland doesn't have much, well, many that I know of, songs written about them. But here, Vincent Gallagher is telling us all about a wonderful girl. Her name is Anna. Yes, you've guessed it, Anna from Fermanagh.
He lived all alone in the county Tyrone. He had 40 acres with cattle. As he struggled through life with no child or no wife, life sure was one hell of a battle. So he thought he would go to our matchmaker Joe and ask about Mary McKenna. When he heard she was wed, the matchmaker said, sure there's lots of fine girls in Fermanagh. Only loves Anna from the county Fermanagh, Anna loves Sony as well. As they drove up and down doing a lap from the town, they were madly in love, you could tell. On the day they were wed, sure the preacher he said, will you take her to love and to honor? Only says for her sake, I'd swim every lake, sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh. First there was Sue, she came from Belcoo. He thought it was Sue he might marry, but her father, Red Dan, disapproved of the plan, so Owen left Belcoo in a hurry. There was Maggie McPeak, she came from Ballyk. He thought he would dance her and dine her, but at the disco one night, he got such a fright when her teeth shone like fine Ballyk china. Oh, he loves Anna from the county Fermanagh, Anna loves Sony as well. As they drove up and down doing laps round the town, they were madly in love, you could tell. On the day they were wed, sure the preacher he said, won't you take her to love and to honour? Only says for her sake, I'd swim every lake, sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh. On the day he met Anne in her little white van, he was standing out there all alone. Was in Enniskillen, she said she was willing to marry this man from Tyrone. Now they both have a son and his name is John. The girls are called Maeve and Delanna. Sure, Uncle Joe was right when he told him that night, you'll meet your sweetheart in Fermanagh. Oh, he loves Anna from the county Fermanagh, Anna loves Sony as well. As they drove up and down doing laps round the town, they were madly in love, you could tell. On the day they were wed, sure the preacher he said, when you take her to love and to honor, only says for her sake,
I'd swim every lake. Sure, there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh. Sure, there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh.
Well, it was a bit naughty of me. I should have pointed out before I played that track, brother, that Fermanagh is a beautiful county and has some wonderful lakes. It's known as the Lake County, and maybe I puzzled you a little bit there. But there it was, Vincent Gallagher, whom we haven't heard on the programme before. And here's another artist we haven't heard on the programme before. His name, Eugene McIldowney. I like the way he sings this song. It is entitled The Men of the West. And I used to sing this song many years ago with the band on our tours of America. And this also is the first time, as I say, we've had Eugene, but it's not a great recording, but it's the only recording of this melody that I found. It's also very similar to another Irish melody called The Gentle Maiden. You see, we Irish people have this wonderful knack stealing other people's melodies and putting our own words to it. Hence, you can get a number of Irish songs, maybe three or four, to the same melody. But don't let that worry you. Here, Eugene McIldowney telling us all about the Men of the West when, in 1798, there was an uprising of the people. It failed, unfortunately, but they were waiting for the French fleet to come in, and they came in at Killala in County Mayo and moved on. But this tells the wonderful story of the Men of the West.
Song and in story, the names of your patriot men, whose valor has covered with glory full many a mountain and glen. Forget not the boys of the heather who marshalled their bravest and Ireland was broken at Wexford, and looked for revenge to the West. I give you the gallant old West, boys, where rallied our bravest and best. When Ireland lay broken and bleeding, hurrah for the men of the West. Tops with glory were glowing, 'twas the eve of a bright harvest day, when the ships we'd been wearily waiting sailed into Killala's broad bay. And over the hills went the slogan to awaken in every fire that has never been quenched, boys, among the true hearts of the West. Killala was ours at midnight, and high over Ballinatown, our banners in triumph were waving before the next sun had gone down. We gather to speed the good work, boys, the true men, and near and afar. And history can tell how we routed the redcoats through old Castlebar. Though all the bright dreamings we cherished went down in disaster and woe, the spirit of old is still with us, that never will bend to the foe. And Connaught is ready whenever the loud roll and tuck of the drum rings out to awaken the echoes and tell us the morning has come. gal in Gold West. Boys were running, turning the stampest. When Ireland was broken and bleeding, hurrah, boys, hurrah for the West.
Apologies for that particular recording, but I like that man's voice, Eugene McIldowney, and we will be hearing more, hopefully clearer, recordings of said gentleman on future programmes of Sounds Irish. And now, Oscailge, from two of the icons of Irish folk music. First of all, Alton. Alton are a group that have been going for, 25 years, I think this year. They celebrate their 25th anniversary. And then Moya Brennan, who has, well, she once again is an icon, particularly when it comes to singing songs Oscailge, or in Irish. Let's hear them together.
Bye. Thank you so much. Good night.
No doubt gather that was a recording of a live performance and doesn't come up to the usual studio technical standards, so apologies once again for that particular track, but I thought it was lovely. I would call that the title I have in my head for that particular track would be Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore, but that wasn't quite what they were singing, but it was the lyrics were slightly different, but nevertheless had a wonderful atmosphere, did it not? And here is a classic on Sounds Irish. Those regular listeners to the programme will know that Joe is a big fan of Anne-Marie O'Riordan. And here she's telling us all about the Bantry Maid's lament. Because young Johnny has gone off and he's left Bantry and he's left the broken-hearted maidens behind him. He's gone off to fight with the dirty king of Spain. And who's going to look after the farm and all that, the sheep and all that? And who's going to look after the Bantry maids? Here's the lovely voice of Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
Oh, who will plough the fields now? Or who will sow the corn? And who will mind the flock now and keep them neatly shorn? Those steppets in the haggard untrashed it may remain, since Johnny, lovely Johnny, went the fight King of Spain. Oh, the girls from the barn, oh, in sorrow may retire, and the piper and his bellows go home and blow the fire. Since Johnny, Johnny is sailing o'er the main, along with other patriots to fight the King of Spain. And the boys will sorely miss him when money more comes round, and they'll find that their bold captain is nowhere to be found. And peelers must invite them against their will and rain, since the gallant boy who gave them work, now he Spain. At wakes and hurling matches, your likes will never see, until you return again to us, a story no McCree. And won't you trot the bookings who show us much disdain, because our eyes are not so bright as those you'd meet in Spain? If cruel fate will not permit our Johnny to return, his heavy loss the Bantry girls will never cease to mourn. We'll resign ourselves to our sad lot and die in grief and pain, since Johnny died for Ireland's pride in the foreign lands of Spain.
hasn't she got a gorgeous voice? A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played Phil Coulter's version of the song Song for the Myra, and I played it for a friend of mine in Canada. Well, I received an email during the week from a listener who says, Joe, could you not give us a vocal version of that? I think I did, Brendan Grace's version of it a couple of months ago. But here, Celtic Thunder, they make a lovely sound. No, don't be frightened off by the name. This is their interpretation of Song for the Myra. And, Frank, this is for you.
Out on the Myra on warm afternoons, old men go fishing with black line and spoons.
And if they catch nothing, they'll never complain. I wish I was with them again.
As boys in the boats call to girls on the shore, tease them, the ones that they dearly adore.
And into the evening the courting begins. I wish I was with them again.
Can you imagine the peace of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I'll trade you 10 of your cities for Marion Bridge and the pleasure it brings.
Out on the Myra, on soft summer nights, bonfires blaze to the children's delight.
They dance round the flames singing songs with their friends. I wish I was with them again.
And over the ashes the stories are told of witches and werewolves and Oak Island gold.
Stars on the river, they sparkle and spin. I wish I was with them again.
Can you imagine the peace of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I'll trade you 10 of your cities for Marion Bridge and the pleasure it brings.
Out on Myra, the people are kind. They'll treat you to homebrew and help you unwind.
And if you come broken, we'll see that you mend. I wish I was with them again.
Now I conclude with a wish you go well.
Sweet be your dreams and your happiness well.
I leave you here for my journey begins.
I'm going to be with them again. I'm going.